So the big question is this:
how do married entrepreneurs like us who have decades of business building experience, how do we break through common communication, productivity, and profitability barriers, all while living powerfully in sync?
That's the big question, and this podcast is the answer. You see, even if just one of you is called to entrepreneurship, the family is called to entrepreneurship. No, the goal is not the almighty dollar. We're aiming for the almighty impact. What's up? This is OL and Sway Buckley. Welcome to the Marriedpreneur Life Podcast.
Marriage Marketplace Ministry. Let's go.
Hey, what's up? This is OL.
And this is Sway.
Of MarriedpreneurLife.com. This is where we help high-achieving married entrepreneurs who want to get more clarity, generate more income, and of course, leave a lasting impact.
We are legacy builders, and we're here to help you all, you too, build a legacy that is lasting and impactful as well, living out your dream life to do so. And those of you who may be new listening to the Marriedpreneur Life Podcast, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are super honored and excited to have you here. And those who are headed back or listening again, welcome family. Hey, hey,
hey.
What y'all doing?
Hey y'all, hey.
So we're in the car. If you hear the indicator going off, then that's what we're doing, driving. Well, we're not driving, but my husband is driving. And so he's off to the airport this morning, and we're like, let's go ahead and get this podcast episode in. But it's so timely because it's really about exactly what we're doing right now. And we wanted to talk to you all about, just share some things that I think people often overlook or get very disillusioned about when it comes to dreaming and when it comes to living out that dream. And I think it's healthy to, it's okay. And it actually is healthy to have like a tad bit of disillusionment about your dream, like saying like this is actually possible even when it looks impossible. But there are also times that it can be unhealthy, if an extent of that can be unhealthy, when you're like, oh, we have this huge dream and vision and we're going to just do it. We're going to reach it by doing what we're already doing. And that's not true. Like, you're always going to have to be growing and changing and stretching and learning and developing and like not liking some outcomes and learning from that as well too.
Absolutely. So in this episode, we're going to be talking with you guys about dogmatic dreaming. This is interesting because we all have something that comes to our mind when we think about the word dogmatic. We think about, I often think about a dog who's bitten into something and refuses to let it go.
Okay.
So they're being dogmatic, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's not what that means, but that's the picture that comes to my mind. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, dreaming, right? Dreaming is things that we may be visualizing, mm-hmm, that we desire, that we hope to see accomplished. And so when we sink our teeth, there you go.
Hello.
Welcome
Morning
to
traffic.
The city. So when we sink our teeth into the thing that we're hoping for, to the mm-hmm thing that we desire, to the thing that we've been called to do, mm-hmm, we can tell you it's going to require you sinking your teeth into it, mm-hmm, and refusing to let it go.
That's so good.
So let's go a little deeper.
Yeah. So when it comes to dogmatic dreaming, we just want to give you really three steps, three areas that have helped us and continue to help us go and grow and really reach our goals. And just so we're talking about goals, but dreaming, really living and reaching your dream life. Oftentimes, if we're not mindful or aware, we will be working so diligently towards that and don't realize that we are actually there and living it out. And so I think it's so important to appreciate that, mm-hmm, to be grateful. You're about to say something.
No, I was just going to say, so mm-hmm, when you really think about being dogmatic about what it is that you're pursuing, it's so, so important and so vital. And while it may sound fundamental, and it is, while it may sound foundational, and of course it is, it's really about having that crystal clear, that abundantly clear vision that you two have, and really spelling that out. Why? Because you want to know what you're being dogmatic about.
That's for step one.
Step one, yes.
Okay. So yeah, step one being laser focus, being, yeah,
laser focus.
Laser focus. Yes. Just being laser focused. And once you have that laser focus, then you are able to know the things that don't add to that, or that take away from that,
or don't support it,
and mm-hmm, not in alignment with that. So being laser focused, laser clear on where you're going. Right? Having the end in mind first.
Absolutely.
And then the second thing is, and that may sound super simple, but everything adds up together, because if you don't have that, the second thing doesn't even make sense. Like, you're not even going to be able to get to that part. But the second thing is to really be expect and be ready for opposition. Mm-hmm. And what that can look like for anybody is, like, whenever you set out to do something or to set out a goal, we have to know that there is going to be opposition to that. So don't be surprised when you're like, oh my goodness, I'm just trying to do this, or we're just trying to do this, we're trying to live our life, we're trying to be great and build this and build, well, how come this isn't working?
Or
how
every time we try to get focused, mm-hmm. then something happens.
Or
listen, I'm gonna
the
use
staff is all acting crazy or whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna use the word don't be naive.
Yeah, don't be naive.
Don't be naive about it, uh-huh. because when you're naive about it, you get blindsided, and mm-hmm. when you get blindsided, you get deflated. Mm-hmm. And I'm just gonna tell you, we're just gonna share with you from the front end, don't get blindsided. Mm-hmm. Don't be deflated, because opposition will definitely happen.
And something as simple as, for us, one of the components of our dream life and living that we are practicing now is really making sure that we have a day a week to Sabbath, to rest, to truly rest, like not thinking about business, not talking about business, not reading about business, just to truly rest and enjoy each other, right? And so that's a component of our dream life. Well, guess what that means? Is whenever we make a plan to do that once a week, there's always something that comes up, right? There's always,
yes.
Like, what happened this past week?
This happened this past week was my phone was being bombarded with, and my inbox was being bombarded, and my text messages were being bombarded with, hey, we need this, we got to do this, we got to do
that. Clients.
Yes, clients. And so with all of those.
Can I give them really quick context? So y'all understand, it's not just clients. Like, these are like really big deals. Like, extremely large commercial deals. So it's not just like, oh yeah, we'll get to them. No. This will literally change our tax bracket.
Yes.
And you know what I'm saying? I just think it's important to, like, clarify that picture, because
yeah, sometimes we're willing to make allowances for things that are not as quote unquote big, mm-hmm. but the real test is going to be when it's something that is really pivotal mm-hmm. for your family and for your business. And so that's the opposition that I was up against. That's mm-hmm. what we had to be dogmatic about this weekend.
And talk about it. You told me about it. You were like, listen, my phone is blowing up. And it took like everything in you to not respond to them mm-hmm. In that time. Now, we did get back to them and say, you know, just to find out, make sure everybody was okay. But really, like, okay, we'll talk about this later now that I have that. So I think it's like something as simple as that, just understanding like, there is going to be opposition.
Absolutely.
And then having the third point in that is like really giving yourself grace, giving each other grace as well while you're doing that. Giving yourself and giving each other grace, because it's not an overnight journey to whatever that dream is that you all are building, but being gracious with yourselves to say, okay, this could have been done better, or I should have done this, and next time I'm going to do this. Or, ooh, I really just dropped the ball on this. Ooh, I really need a lot of help with this. I'm going to need some accountability and support in this area, because I just didn't hold it down the way that I know that I could have held it down, or whatever I need to learn or skill I need to learn to do it in a better and more effective way moving forward. That's part of giving each other grace.
Absolutely.
And yourself grace.
Yeah, and I think it starts with giving yourself grace.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do that, then you're more sensitive and aware to give your spouse grace.
Yeah, that's good. So those are the three steps that we, and there's more, but just to get started in understanding the aspect of being dogmatic with dreaming, dogmatic dreaming, and literally walking that thing out. So together, walking it out together and encouraging each other together. And also with that, like for an example, one of the things that we are just being mindful to give each other grace with right now is with this travel. Like, we're headed to the airport now. We're not traveling together. You're traveling. You're about to go to Chicago for a few days, and then we have to like put plans in place, allowances to say, okay, so when you're gone, how are we going to do, you know, catch up on these things, or our monthly meetings, or the launch that we're doing for this, or this, you know, we have to like make plans to do that. And it's going to be different and maybe a bit more stretched than normal, different type of stretching, because it's not our normal routine. But really being in a place to give each other grace to say, okay, let's figure this part out, or I'm going to pick up this part for this week, maybe you'll pick up this part for that week, you know.
Yeah, your systems to some degree must be modular, mm-hmm. because
yeah.
if it's so rigid, mm-hmm. it's going to cause tension and friction.
Yeah, that's
so you
so
definitely
good.
So when we say have grace, we're also saying have grace. So your system is modular. You mm-hmm. say, okay, this is how we normally do it, but now how can we do it this way, given these set of factors?
Yeah. So hopefully this has helped you all, no matter where you are in your journey of building out your dream life together as married entrepreneurs and legacy builders. We want to offer strategy, real strategy, practical application, and results as you listen in here to the Marriedpreneur Life podcast.
Yep. So if this has been beneficial, you know, you can subscribe, rate, and review. And of course, we look forward to seeing you guys on the next episode.
Okay. Y'all have a good one. Peace out. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Marriedpreneur Life podcast. If so, you know what to do. Review and rate, and definitely do leave a comment. We love to hear all of your takeaways. Also, if you don't know, we are planning our very first Marriedpreneur Live event. It's going to be amazing. Go ahead and get on the VIP waitlist over at www.marriedpreneurmap.com/waitlist. We'll see you on the other side.
Hey guys, so this is a quick interview with some good friends of ours.
Yes, we say they're good friends. We first met as clients, but
of course,
our clients actually become good friends. So get ready for this amazing story of Ty and Cody, who came to us as coaches and just really needed clarity. And now they're doing something totally, I mean, it's on the same level, but on a whole nother level. So just take a listen to their amazing journey, and you're going to hear them talk and say a lot of Olin's Way, because initially we weren't even going to use this for a podcast episode, but we were like, this whole thing is so good, we want to just use it to inspire and to encourage you all on your journey. So get ready and meet Ty and Cody.
Hey y'all, what's up? This is OL Buckley.
And this is Sway.
Of MarriedpreneurLife.com. This is where we help high achieving married entrepreneurs who want to get more clarity, generate more income, and leave a lasting impact.
We are legacy builders helping other married entrepreneurs, equipping them as well to also build lasting legacies that impact the world. Now, for those of you who are visiting, joining us today for the first time, welcome. We are so glad that you are here joining the Marriedpreneur Life podcast family. And those of you who are returning, hey family, welcome back. And so today we're going to just dive right on into something that has been a big topic of discussion around these parts in the Buckley household.
Yes, we're going to be talking about going from growing pains to growing gains. Now, before you think you may know which angle we're coming from, we're going to switch up the perspective, because there's a way to look at growing pains and, of course, see how those result in growing gains. So let's get right into
it. Now, for starters, we would say there are two types of growth. We had a conversation the other day, and it's been like an ongoing conversation that we hadn't necessarily spoken about, but we've been doing it, and we've been allowing ourselves to be placed in very uncomfortable situations, which has yielded enormous astronomical growth. And so we just recently actually started verbalizing this, which is why we're talking about this during this podcast episode. And so we want some of the things that we really verbalized during this process were this right here, talking about the two types of growth and how important it is to be aware of these two types of growth. And when you are aware, you actually can be an active participant in a type of growth that you may not have realized was an opportunity. But it's always an opportunity. So here's the first type of growth. The first type of growth we want to talk about is growing by accident.
Yeah, growing on accident literally means you have been involuntarily thrusted into a situation or circumstance that has challenged you. And as a result of going through it, it's made you stronger, wiser, better in all ways and in different aspects. And particularly as a married entrepreneur, there are definitely going to be things and experiences that you get thrusted into, that you are thrown into, not always willingly, definitely not intentionally. In fact, had you known that it was going to be as challenging as it was, then you probably would not have voluntarily gone into it. But the truth of the matter is that when those situations are thrust upon you, they actually put a demand on you. and you weren't thinking you were ready for it, and you probably were at one point nervous while you were in the middle of it, but as a result of going through it, it's made you better, sharper, and wiser.
And then, okay, that's the first type of growth we want to talk about. And the second type of growth that we want to address is growing on purpose.
Growing on purpose. Mm-hmm. So interesting. It's like, I would almost equate this to like deciding that you wanted to try something new, and instead of coming in at maybe a beginner's level or maybe an intermediate level, if someone gave you the option, you said, give me the advanced level. This is where you say yes to challenges and to things that may be out of your comfort zone, definitely not familiar to you. Maybe you don't have training in that particular area, mm-hmm. but you said yes because the opportunity presented itself. And oftentimes, won't want to drift too much here, but when the opportunity presents itself, that's very telling.
Okay, and so we want to go ahead and let you know something. I know something. This past year has been a bit of both parts, types of growth for us. And we, like I said before, we didn't really talk about, verbalize this, but we were talking about it through our lifestyle. We were living it out each day. And it wasn't until I think about maybe like last week or so when we actually started talking about being aware about the decisions that we were making. And I asked my husband, I said, so do you think, do you do something every day that makes you, gives you butterflies? And you were, did I say every day? I think it was like once, or how often do you do something? That's what I think. How often do you do something that gives you butterflies? And you were like, I do something every day that makes me want to have to run to the bathroom. I was like, I get it. Because when you are really being intentional about growth, you feel nervous, and you like your body, like you have physical reactions to it because your body is actually going through the growth process that's going on the inside in your character and in your skills and in opportunities and possibilities, and your body begins to react to it, even if it's something that you said and you've said for so long that you really desire and you want it, and then when the opportunity comes to actually start walking into it, your body can still respond in a way that that can be quite interesting, I'd say. And so we want to do a quick example of what these different types of growth, I mean, you did a little bit already, but I would say with both of them, before I do that, when you're walking and implementing both types of growth, the growth growing by accident and growing on purpose as well, like those two together, that when you latch onto both of those, you definitely will see astronomical results, really the fastest. And that's definitely been happening and is happening in our lives right now. And I'd say it's like a shortcut to the finish line, but it requires the most work and the most intentionality. And so a quick example, as you mentioned earlier, is saying for the, well, I'll do two of them. It's saying yes. One is a quick example, just saying yes when you're given an opportunity to do something that you feel like maybe out of your league, but you know you can and you know you're ready for it, but you've never done it. And this is exactly how I started my staffing firm. And for you, I would say you're...
It's definitely how I started my commercial real estate business. Yeah. I literally jumped into something that I was not quote-unquote trained for.
Yeah, but we both knew that we could do it. We had the ability to do it. We may not have known how because we didn't have the... We couldn't have said, oh, well, I've done it before, but so that's the blueprint. But it's like, this is an opportunity. I either do it now, I'm going to miss this opportunity. And so with my staffing firm, started that from my dorm room floor, literally paid my way through college and really set a very firm foundation, financial foundation, moving forward and even into being married and all this great stuff. And so saying yes is a key to putting yourself into intentional growth. And so another one is actually seeking and creating an opportunity that you have never done before, and it may feel out of your league, but you're actually creating that opportunity for growth for your own self. I would say an example of that, and that could be in any area, it could be business, it could be marriage, it could be finances, whatever. I would say one thing that we started doing was really being intentional about doing this podcast.
Definitely.
Like,
it's not like we had built up some type of a media platform with this level of consistency, with this level of intentionality, and not really even knowing all of what it would become or what it would look like. You know, a year later, 100 plus episodes later.
Yeah.
But through diligence of putting one step in front of the other, we say, yes, we're going to start it. And not just start it, but we're going to keep walking it out. And over time, what has ended up happening is we've gotten sharper and wiser. We've endured some things. We've had to go through some challenges. There's no question about it, because consistency in and of itself is a type of challenge. And so when we have, as we've been walking this thing out, it's definitely, I feel like it's gotten our communication muscles stronger. I feel like it's gotten our creative muscles stronger.
Our commitment level.
I feel like it's gotten our commitment level stronger, all of that.
And I say that because, listen, truth be told, we're sitting from our hotel bed right now having this conversation with you all for this podcast. And we're out of town preparing to do some workshops with an amazing tribe of people here in Dallas. And we realized we didn't get a chance to do our podcast before we left. Mm-hmm. And so, and then you have to go run off in a few moments, right?
Yes.
To go do an errand. And then and we have to go hurry up and do that so we can get back for tonight. And then, but tomorrow is a whole nother amazing opportunity that actually came from this podcast. Like, there's so many things that unrolled and have unveiled itself as a result of just being consistent. And so, but we had to first create that opportunity. So I would say saying yes is a great way to start or be consistent with growing on purpose, and then seeking or creating opportunities for yourself to grow is another way for intentional growth too. And so we want to go over three quick ways, additional ways. Those are examples, but three quick ways to do intentional growth to actually put yourself in that lane of intentionally growing, because I think sometimes we feel like we are in that place of intentionality, but we really aren't because we're too comfortable.
Yes. So the first one is
accountability. Accountability is key in with any type of growth, and not just like, did I say growth with an F? I meant to say growth.
So.
I hope I did not say that, because I laugh when I hear people say that. So accountability, having people in place that really call you to the carpet on your potential. Case in point, today I was doing a workshop with some clients and we had a dreaming session, and I gave them each 10 seconds to share like really just a big dream and start off the dream with a certain phrase, which we'll share in a little bit. And so the first person who got up and she started dreaming and started saying about her dream, and I'm like, that sounds good and all, but that's not really a dream, because you're like, it's like you're right there doing it, you're right on the cusp of doing that. So give us something that you don't even know how it's going to happen. Like, dream like that. And she was like, oh, like, then you could start seeing like her physical body responding that way. I'm like, yes, like get in that place, have that type of childlike faith. You don't have to know the how, but just give God room, like give him space to do some great things. So then she really started dreaming at that place. And so, but it was really, wasn't so much about the dream alone, but it was about the accountability. So having a circle, having people that are willing to say, you're saying that's what you want to do, but you're not even, it's so much more inside of you and you're playing it safe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way to be intentional with your growth, is to intentionally have accountability that's going to call you to the carpet.
Yes. And the second one is to dream, and not just dream, but really dream, actually dream.
Right. And this is what I was talking about a few moments ago. So I always like to use the phrase, like whenever I have my personal dream sessions, I like to use the phrase and start off my phrase with these two words, what if. And so what if I could do this, or what if this could happen, or what if I could help this group of people, what if we could go here, what if we could do this, right? And really just leave it as a blank slate, and you would be amazed by how your physical state, your mental state, your emotional state changes, but also you begin to see possibilities that you likely had never seen before. So dreaming, like really, really dreaming intentionally, consistently, plays a huge role in this process.
Yes, and that's really giving yourself permission to really spread in such a way that it may even startle you.
right.
But you really think to yourself, I don't know how in the world that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Now,
that's a great place to start.
You're in the right place. Yep. You're in the right place.
So then the third one, and that is this. Baby steps, even if it seems useless. I think this is so, so powerful. Sometimes people won't even take a baby step because they feel like, well, that's not enough movement.
Mm-hmm.
That's not enough growth. That's not enough traction. I'm really not getting any miles by doing that. Mm-hmm. I'm not really gaining any distance by doing that. And that, having that perspective on baby steps is precisely what will keep you from making a quantum leap.
That's so good, husband. And speaking of that too, I think sometimes we often tell ourselves like, oh, well, if you said, what if I was able to partner with this organization or this company or this influencer? And then if you respond with, well, what if they don't even respond? What if they don't even hit me back? What if they don't even acknowledge that that we did this and or that I reached out or whatever it may be, the email they don't respond to, the DM they don't respond to, whatever it may be. And I think there's something to be said about that. Sometimes the gold is actually in the doing, like the actual reaching out, the actual making baby steps, making small progress in the right direction. That sometimes that's the goal in some seasons rather than just getting the immediate results.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens when you really focus on just doing something and then not focusing on the results of it in certain situations, what happens is you really create capacity for a deeper, deeper character, an increase of a wider capability of just personal growth and understanding how to respond even to disappointing situations, but not allowing those situations to dictate like how you feel about yourself, your self-worth, or right. how you should, your outlook on life, right? It's really about creating that space and opportunity, because then as you continue on thinking like that and continue on creating more like dreaming space for your own self, you'll look up. It doesn't take very long before you know it, you'll start to see these opportunities actually manifesting, like coming into fruition.
Definitely.
But I believe a lot of that has to do with you have to be ready for it. And a lot of times we say we're ready for stuff that we're not even ready for. Like, because if we were really ready for it, we'd be taking steps. We would be doing everything possible to in alignment with what we said we want to do or where we want to be. But most of the times that's not even the case. So if you start intentionally dreaming, intentionally growing yourself up, like really grow up, what's going to happen is you're going to see the fruit of that.
Yeah. And this is what's also going to happen. As you do this, you're going to find yourself not shrinking back from what seems to be impossible.
Mm.
But you're actually going to find yourself running into what others would say, are you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really going to do that?
Right. That's so good.
That's a wonderful place to be.
That's when you know you're in the right place, because 98% of the people, the population, is operating under fear, is operating under mm-hmm. what somebody else said that they couldn't do, is operating in a place of like limited small thinking, and they don't even realize it. So when someone says that, of course, then it's easy to say, okay, I guess I'm on the right path. Because
yep. It reminds me of a quote from Nelson Mandela, who says, it always seems impossible until somebody does it.
That's so awesome. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed this episode of the Maripreneur Life Podcast.
Yep. And if this has been helpful, you know you can subscribe, rate, and review.
And also, if you all are looking to really be intentional with your growth, let us give you a quick and an easy solution to that. Maripreneur Live.
That's LIVE, live.
With an exclamation point after. Because it's live.
Boom.
Is our live mastermind. And we are working with a group of married entrepreneurs, walking them through their growth plan over the next, for the next, the growth, the 12-month growth plan, really that's in place to help them build out their family empire. There's so many pieces and so many parts to building together, and it's his roles and her roles, and it's his vision and her skill set, and bringing it all together so it's just flowing so seamless and effortlessly takes skill, and it takes strategy, and it takes divine insight. So we are excited to have an opportunity to walk other married entrepreneurs through this exact process and exact step. However, space is super limited. Seats are literally going quickly. It is going on Friday, Saturday, November 22nd, 23rd in Rutherford, New Jersey. Go ahead and get your seats over at todaylive.com. And we cannot wait. We cannot wait
to see you and your spouse right there in the building, as we will definitely give you guys the tools and the tips and the strategies that will help you grow and scale your business to the next level.
Level. All right.
Level.
Peace out. Y'all have a good one.
All right, peace.